Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening there, everyone. We're here once again to enjoy an hour of fellowship and bliss. And hopefully you all will enjoy the program, the show. And even if you don't enjoy it, we hope you'll continue to listen in. We plan to have something for everyone. This is Lois. I'm your host of Let's Talk Truth. How many of you are ready to get down to the nitty-gritty and really talk truth? You know, we say we want to hear the truth, but then when it comes down to it, we really can't handle the truth. So we're going to get into it where as we are going to really, really, really open up a can of worms and put the top back on them and everything, and hopefully you'll get something out of what we're going to talk about today. Today, we're talking Wake Up. How many of y'all remember that song? Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. Oh, put your money down. Don't try to pay me. I'm not going to sign a contract. You're not going to be able to pay me to continue to sing. But we're talking about wake up and stop abusing your prized possession. Now, what do you think your prized possession is? Only you can tell me what your prized possession is. Might be your car. Might be that Mercedes. Might be that wardrobe of clothes. Might be all those shoes, those Jimmy Choos, and whatever else you got going. But I would like to think our prized possession is our body. That's the ultimate prize possession. And guess what, you guys? You only get one. You only get one prize possession, and that's your body. So we have to learn how to be a good steward over it. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about some things. We're trying to examine the urgency in which a large portion of the female population give away their prize possession. And they do it without reservation. They don't think about it. Just give it away. And we want to also try to examine or try to discover if there are some deeper issues that causes this carelessness of the female population. And we want to call this our generational brain freeze. Because, see, you have to have a brain freeze when you're not thinking about the one thing that's most valuable to you. So we want to examine those things. Now, I know it seems like we're going to pick on women tonight, but we're not just going to pick on women. But the reason women come to the forefront because women are precious commodities. Women are vessels, they're vehicles, they carry life. From the time they step out into womanhood, a woman is very, very, very valuable because she is a tool that is used to populate the world. And like I say at the top of every broadcast, I don't want this to sound like you're in church, but what I want you to also understand, there's not an issue in your life today, tomorrow, and any other time that God is not supposed to be the head of. So we cannot ignore him at any time. We have just got to throw that in there. That's the only way we can be balanced. I see a TV show come on early in the morning called The Balancing Act, but I don't ever see them bring anything spiritual into it. And as a lot of people will say, we're going to do spiritual things, but they're afraid to say the word God. So I don't understand that at all. But what we're going to do, we we're going to talk about the prized possession of a female, and we're also going to throw in the prized possession of a male, because without those two joining together, then you just don't have anything. There's no nothing reproduced. Now, again, and I'm so very, very happy today, we have Mr. Motivator stop by again. I thank him for doing this because it's an encouragement to me. It encourages me to say, Lois, your Let's Talk Truth show is attracting someone's attention beside your own. And I believe that he offers so much to our show, something, some motivational skills and things that we can sink our teeth into to help us have a better life. Mr. Motivator is an author of a very successful book called Success is an Attitude. And this, every time I hear that title, I think about the old adage that says, your attitude determines your altitude. And I don't think people quite catch on to that. So I thank God for people like Mr. Motivator that will come in and uplift you in a spiritual way and in a fun way and in a loving way. And he does it in a comedic type atmosphere. So, but it makes you feel good. Who doesn't feel good when they're smiling? I mean, your attitude is so very much better when you're smiling. If y'all notice, I've been smiling a lot lately. Got some new things going on in my life that I'm very pleased with. And I understand that. And before we get too deeply down in the show, I'm going to let Mr. Motivator come on and say hello and just do something, whatever it is he wants to say, to let y'all know he is in the building, okay? Mr. Motivator.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Lois, again, it's a pleasure to be here on your show. I want to thank you for, again, sharing your discussion with me for tonight and giving me an opportunity to join the discussion with you. And when you told me that you wanted to discuss or share some things about how people abuse their most prized possession, it really got my attention, and especially since I targeted a section on that in my book. The chapter is called Invest in Yourself, which is your greatest prized possession.
All right, then.
And I want to share some highlights with you from that particular chapter in my book tonight so that you can dissect it and give it back to everyone and put your take onto it and give them a breath of fresh air as they receive the knowledge and the wisdom that comes forth from you when you talk. Well, again, thank you for allowing me to be on your show.
All right.
Oh, and by the way, your green room is awesome. I mean, I feel so good every time your people bring me a meal and they bring me something to drink. And I feel so good. I'm wondering, hey, was there some Everclear in that tea? but again, you have a beautiful city, and I just love coming over here.
All right. Well, Mr. Motivator, first of all, don't try to call me and get on this show because you think we're serving Everclear alcohol. I mean, I haven't been out of the world so long that I don't know Everclear is like, what, 180 proof?
Yes.
It is very toxic.
Yes.
And it'll burn a hole in your cup.
Yes.
So, no, we're not doing Everclear tonight. We may, you know, later on in the broadcast, we might bring some of that into the green room. And you guys, if you think that Brother Jeffrey, Mr. Motivator is coming over to partake in the liqueur, then that's not why he's coming over. He's not a drinker. So Mr. Motivator, he laughs on his own. He gets himself happy. So, but moving right along, let's talk truth. We're here to examine again how we abuse our prized possession. We really need to wake up because we only have one body. Have you seen people that maybe you knew years ago, and then all of a sudden you see them at the store or somewhere, and they look horrible. They're real skinny and dried up, and they're having a hard time, standing up, walking around. You can tell that they have abused their body in some way. There are many different ways that you can abuse your prized possession. It can be alcohol. It can be smoking. Mm-hmm. It can be lying. It can be promiscuity. And whether you know it or not, one of the greatest teardowns of the body are for those people who are never happy inside. If you're miserable and all you do is gripe and moan and grit and all of this stuff, it eventually starts to tear your body down because you don't have anything joyful to go on in that body of yours. So we just have to start doing the things that we need to do in order to stop the abuse. And if we don't stop the abuse to our own prized possession, then you can't have very much to help me with my prized possession. Now, I'm going to ask Mr. Motivator, if you just had to think right off the top of your head, Mr. Motivator, why do you think our young females just offer up their prized possession without reservation? Have you ever thought about that? Because I understand you have two beautiful daughters, and that I know you've taught them how precious their bodies are and how precious their mind is. So have you given it any thought as to why our young women would do that? What are some of their motives that they might have?
Well, Lois, I believe there could be a number of things that may cause young women to offer up their bodies without a commitment, without giving it thought, without thinking about the consequences. Some things that come to me in mind could be that there is something that they felt was missing in their home. Maybe the attention that they needed from their parents. And sometimes it could be the dad, or it could either be the mom. But when we're looking at young women, young ladies, I think when the father is absent in the home, or when there's a father who's there, but the father doesn't give time to his children, and especially his daughters, maybe he's away working all the time, or maybe he goes out and stays away from home. But it affects the children, and especially young girls at an early age, because when I go, even a lot of my close friends that have sons and have daughters, and believe me, I have friends that love their sons dearly, and they are very close to them, but their daughter has a relationship with that dad where she feels, if she feels insecure or she feels that there's a hurt or she feels there's a need, oftentimes I see these girls going, "Dad, I need to talk to you." Or the first thing when something happens, they call me. I know my daughters, once they get in a situation, the first thing they do is they call home and they ask their mom, "Mom, can we speak to Dad?" they call on me, even though when we're at home, my daughters and my wife, they all seems like they come at me. They like a double teaming on me just when we're just having fun and discussions and everything. But when it's a real issue of serious importance, they will call on their dad. And I believe that when the dad is missing in the home or there's not a right or proper relationship with their father, they look for it that what they don't have with their father, they look for it in other men. And sometimes they feel like if that means giving up something that's supposed to be very important, very precious to me, if it will get me what I need from that man, if it will give me a temporary fix for the wound, if it will put a Band-Aid over the cut that I have from my dad rejecting me, I believe that some of those things center around situations like that. But I know you have some other things you'd like to share too, because it's so broad. I want you to take your time and bring out as much as possible, because the people that are listening to the show, that have tuned in, whoever you are, we want you to get help. We want you to receive help. We want to go a step further than the regular TV talk show. We want to go a step further because we want to stop that wound from bleeding. We want to stop that pain that you're experiencing. But anyway, Lois, I know you have some other things, but I'm going to go ahead and let you talk.
All right. Mr. Motivator, you hit on one subject that I truly believe, and that is absence, the male absence in the home around the females. But what I want people to understand, and those of you that's listening, I want you to stop right there and wake up and realize you don't have to use that as an excuse. Because if your dad is absent, if your dad is absent, your father is absent, God will always send someone to help you out. You know, you're never going to be alone. I was just fortunate to have my dad up until I got out of high school. Now, I have a granddaughter that she's 5 years old, and hopefully I brought my son up, who is her dad. Hopefully I've brought him up to understand how to love and, you know, his daughter. And a lot of women have never experienced the love of a father. I tell him to, the way he treats his daughter will determine the kind of man she looks for. So if that means taking her on a date, taking his daughter out to dinner, taking his daughter shopping, opening the car door for her, treating her like a special young lady, she will eventually look for a man of that caliber. Then a lot of times, Mr. Motivator, I see women and young girls, they want to be accepted. And a lot of them they think that sex is love. But sex is not love. I mean, a man can sleep with you one night and never have to see you again. And the reason it's so hard for women to, the reason I talk so much about women is because, as I said earlier, women are vessels. We are special in the sight of God. And there are sicknesses and diseases out there that come from us hopping from one man to the other. And your prized possession, and I don't know if women will ever agree with me, but I firmly believe that a woman's body is her gem for her mate. Her mate is supposed to be the one to experience that specialness about her. And if she has given it to every Tom, Dick, Harry, Mary, Susan, and Jane, then just how special is that gift? It's a gift that's supposed to be a blessing between the union, between you and your husband. But if you have allowed yourself to spread yourself thin then your gift isn't special anymore. And you can't go back and make it special. There's no way you can, it's kind of like Nicodemus, you can't crawl back into your mother's womb and be born again. So you have to understand being a good steward over your prized possession before you let it get out of hand. I think a lot of times there's a lady by the name of Reba McEntire. She's a country and western singer.
Yeah.
I love Reba McEntire.
Mm-hmm.
Well, years ago, she put out a song that says, I think his name was John. And I played that for every young woman I met, everybody in the church. I played that song because I wanted young women to understand what that song was saying. This young lady had met a guy that had come to town for a particular occasion, and she just slept with him. Well, after he left and she didn't know where, you know, she didn't know anything about him, well, she contracted AIDS. And while she was dying, I mean, laying in her bed dying, you know, what happened to you? How did this happen to you? And all she can say is, I think his name was John. You don't even know all the time who it is you're sharing your prized possession with. And the results for you sharing sometimes is detrimental. Sometimes you can't go back and redo that anymore. And the greatest concern that I have now for young females is when you're duped into thinking that the person you're sharing your prized possession with really loves you. When in reality, 9 times out of 10, they really don't. Because how someone that really loves you would never tear your prized possession down. They would never handle it so carelessly. So, we have to listen to ourselves and take asset of ourselves. Who do I want to share myself with? You know, now that I'm older, I've been married twice. Dated quite a few, well, I won't say quite a few, but a few guys. And the message that I want everyone to understand, don't ever wake up one morning and regret a decision that you've made in the past. Because I promise you, if you get to that point, and I share this with people all the time, and sometimes I almost get in tears because I do regret some decisions that I've made because I should have stood my ground, held myself in a certain caliber, and waited for God to send me who I was supposed to have. No, I don't regret my children. I have 3 biological children. I love them dearly. I don't regret having them. I don't regret the experiences I've had. But what I do regret is that now, that fulfillment that's inside of you that you should have at this age, I don't have that fulfillment yet. But it's not too late to get it. But still, look at the things that you've lost. You know, and so I tell people every day, I minister to people every day. I minister to men and women. And I tell the young men, if you are in a relationship, and last week we talked about unhealthy relationships. If you're in an unhealthy relationship, I don't care. Get out of it. God didn't put you in that. And you're missing out on the true healthy relationship that God has for you. And if you have been in one and you've been delivered from it, don't go back and grab somebody that's just like the one you let go. But we have a tendency they call that insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. I mean, if Mike Tyson bites my ear and I go and get another man that bites my ear, you know, if that's insane. I'm looking, that means there's something wrong with me. I'm looking for somebody with that type of mentality. And, so, you know, I just mentioned Mike Tyson. I love the man. I don't have anything against him. So don't try to say I'm talking about Mike Tyson. But what I do want to want you all to understand is if you don't stop abusing your prized possession, you will reach a certain age you'll have regrets. You're going to definitely have regrets. And sometimes those regrets are to a point, Mr. Motivator, you can't go back and fix them. You can't go back and fix them. Now, when we talk about, okay, we've examined some of the reasons why these things happen. If I'm out there and I'm just sharing my prize with everybody, what am I eventually going to get out of the deal? You know, do you have a clue? What am I going to get out of the deal?
You're right. Speaking of regrets, I think I heard an interview with Mike saying that he regretted biting that man's ear in the fight. And Mike said, I really was sorry that I did it. I didn't mean to. I was trying to make an uppercut and then make a connection, but I hadn't eaten anything, and I just bit his ear. I was hungry, but I think it tasted really bad, and I won't bite another man's ear again. Mike, forgive me. You know, Mike, I love Mike. Has a little bit of humor here. But speaking of regrets, what I see sometimes I think that really scares me, there are so many young ladies in these type of relationships. Some of them are becoming stars on some of the daytime talk shows because Tina Sue has been said that she was in a relationship with Henry, and this is Henry's baby. Now, the other guy, the other three guys, I know, I wasn't sure, but I know, I'm willing to put my hand on the Bible. I know this is Henry. Look at those ears. Look at those teeth and those crooked toes. I know that because Henry had the same thing. And all of a sudden, she's so excited. And the talk show says, are you really sure? And, yes, I know. This is his baby. And then the talk show host says, well, I have the test reports here. When it comes to little Benny Booger, Tina Sue, it is 100% that you are not the mother. I mean that Benny E is not the father. Mm-hmm. And she rushes off. She dives on the concrete floor and cries and kicks, and they put the cameras on her. I'm really sad about this happening. But I think, Lord, that who's that? Tina Turner, when she made that song, What's Love Got to Do With It? Got to Do With It, Got to Do With It. Love is the main reason. Love is the center point. Love is what the majority of those people are looking for. And they had another song out years ago about looking for love in all the wrong places. That is a result of people looking for love in the wrong places and not knowing how to treasure themselves and to value themselves and not just put themselves out there and where they know that it's not love. Mm-hmm. I think it's just, it's like make believe. It's telling yourself something that's true, but you know in reality it's not true. But you're doing it because you see other people doing it, And it's sad. You see them following the guy to the job. They're out there in the parking lot crying. They're getting in fights with other ladies and everything. And then they find out the guy, not only is he involved with them, he's involved with several other girls. And do you really want to put yourself through all of that drama looking for love in all the wrong places?
Mm-hmm. I tell you, it's amazing. It's just amazing to me. And I had a good support system growing up, so I never had to encounter certain things. And I'm not perfect. Yes, I've done some things that I'm not very proud of. But we have just gone to a point now where our young ladies just don't have, they don't value themselves at all. And they will compete. They will compete with, you know, I can do better than she can in the bedroom, and so therefore I know I'm the number one person. And when they don't realize that if I sleep with a man tonight and then I sleep with another man tomorrow night, well, the one tomorrow night just slept with the man I slept with before, because, you know, we're all going to be intertwined. Those are soul ties that's going in there, and it's not very clean, and it's not, you know, and so we need to understand, but some people don't care. People think money is everything. Now, I can sleep with 1,000 men and write a book about it and make a mint. Why? Because somebody wants to know about my filth or things that we don't want to take part in something decent. I'm not going to buy a book from you if you write something decent. But if I write how I have been sexual, how many sexual encounters I've had, oh, I'll make a mint. Your body is tearing up. What? Who are you going to offer that thing to? Who are you going to give that body to? Who means so little to you that you would offer that body to them?
So I take it, Lois, I think one of the athletes wrote a book a few years back, and this particular athlete mentioned that he'd slept with over 10,000 women during the time of his lifetime in the career. So you didn't purchase that book, Lois? You weren't curious?
No, I was not curious and was actually afraid to shake that book of hand. Because you didn't know what he had been through. You know, that is really not cute. You know, people want to be so sexually active. Everybody talks about, there's a little rapper, they just talk about it. He said he want to bang every girl in the world. Now, you little bitty boy, what could you do with every girl in the world? You understand what I'm saying? People just talking to be heard. You know you're lying. You can't handle two girls, let alone the whole world, because, number one, you making money, but you ain't making enough to pay that kind of child support. Because whether you are the father or not, if you make a divorce, you'll never have no money. You want to do every girl in the world, because a lot of them going to say they're pregnant, and a lot of them going to say it's yours. But, you know, we want to brag on it like it's a trophy. You know, I'm going to put another notch on my gun belt because I just got sued down the street. we had a young man. He was a professional engineer, worked for one of the biggest companies in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And he was an engineer, went to a little town to do some work for about 2 years. So every time he would be intimate with a girl in the town, he'd get a new T-shirt. And finally he had it up to 99. I said, well, you know, I mean, it's 99% accurate. You know, I've dealt with it. I just got one or two more to go. And that is so horrible. That is so horrible. And men, you don't understand, it takes away your integrity anytime you go from, you know, you, that's all you can do. I wouldn't trust you as far as I could throw you. And I don't want you, you know what I'm saying? You're not really clean if you're doing that from one person to the other. And some people think that it doesn't matter. But I tell you one thing, I had a couple of diamonds. I don't have them anymore. But if I take my diamond ring, mm-hmm. it's valuable to me. Am I going to just let anybody walk up and hold it? Here, hold my diamond. And you have to come in and it's gone. So that's the same way we're doing with our bodies. Here, you take it. Use it as long as you want to use it. Then when I get through, I'm going to let Johnny use it. Johnny, you through using it? Okay, I'm going to let Ben use it. That's too much. You have let everybody sample your prized possession or handle your prized possession. So how do you know when you leave if that's the real prized possession you got? They may have substituted that for a substitute. They may have exchanged it for a substitute. So we have to understand. I want to cry sometimes when I tell people, you don't have to live that way. I don't care what somebody tells you, and I don't care how many times you feel that you're inadequate. Have a brain. Wake up. Smell the coffee, whether it's Folgers or Maxwell House. Smell it so you'll know that you don't have to live that way. No, I wouldn't give a man, why give him that much credit? If he's not being a good person to you, it's not. That's not going to make him love you. Mm-hmm. You should know that by the people, women, some women go out and just get pregnant. So think that's going to make the man want him. Mm-hmm. No, you just ruined the child's life because you brought a child into the world and the father doesn't want to be with you, so he's not going to be good to that child. So it's a lot we have to contend with. Mr. Motivator, come on.
Well, boss, been around some of the girls in high school and college, and also before I married, I was single for a while. And sometimes I would hear ladies talking to each other. And once I heard a young lady tell another lady, girl, he is the best lover. He is like nobody else. Okay, now, do you think that sometimes they over-exaggerate and then it does something to another woman's curiosity, and so therefore she feels, hey, maybe when nobody's around, I got to get in line and check them out myself.
You know, that does happen. I tell women all the time, stop telling everybody how good your man is, because somebody's, you know, that's going to pique somebody's curiosity who doesn't have a good man, and then they're going to try to infiltrate your area and try your man out. And then, Mr. Motivator, and I really believe this to my soul, when you find young girls that's talking about somebody's an excellent lover, mm-hmm. they don't have a clue what a lover is about. Mm-hmm. They don't have a clue. Mm-hmm. I could get a little bit explicit, and I might go to this point. A woman's body is made that you really have to know what you're doing for her to have an orgasm. Do you know how many women have lived, given birth to children, and have never had an orgasm? A lot of them. So why would you think some little teenage boy that you hop in the sack with is well-versed on making you have an orgasm? Somebody's lying somewhere. So now I'm not saying it can't be done. I'm just saying the majority of the females that talk don't know firsthand what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got to get down to the nitty-gritty and understand. You're talking about let's talk truth. Little girl, you don't know what you're talking about. And that excellent lover that you're getting out of Johnny that's 19, what are you comparing it to? You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You have been fed a line, a bull, and you're bought into it, mm-hmm. and you are looking for something, but you won't be honest with yourself as to what you're looking for, and so you're stumbling up on something else, which is further tearing you down and separating you from that mark that you're trying to get to. You know, we're all striving to go someplace. Well, every time we're headed in that direction, something is intervening and it's stopping us from getting there. And we sleep through what we need to be waking up to look at. We're sleeping through it. We're sleeping through it through the fact that, oh, my God, what am I going to do? First of all, be honest with yourself. There are deeper issues that causes promiscuity besides, I don't believe we're addicted sex addicts. We're not sex addicts. There's something else wrong with us. We're deeper than that. It goes deeper. You know, it's deeper than that. And so we need to find ourselves talking truth to ourselves. Stand up and look in the mirror one day and, why do I want to be with Johnny? Johnny doesn't care anything about me. If he did, he would treat me differently. We have women, girl, he loved me. See, girl, he almost put my eye out. Yeah, he kicked me right here. And we call that love.
Abusing the prize.
Abusing it, just abusing your prize possession.
Mm-hmm.
You have allowed yourself to be kicked in the face. I know firsthand, I have someone very close to me was hit in the eye, and now they have an artificial eye. Young girl.
Mm-hmm.
But you've allowed yourself to be abused that way. And when we say let's talk truth, it doesn't mean for you to sit down and let a man tell you how many women he was with this past week, and you're just going to be added to the bunch. The truth of the matter is when he tells you, yeah, I was with him, then just make sure he's never with you. And we have to, and I think that's the check and balance of when we're looking to help each other. I'm going to help the man by leaving him alone, and when the more he's left alone, the more he's going to have to tune in and think about what he's involved in. Because right now, some men love that attention. They don't want to be honest with you. They love that attention. And we're selfish enough to buy into that. I talked to a young man today, just briefly, but he's going through some issues. How many times do you have to catch your wife with a man before you realize that ain't your wife? How many? I'm not saying hold it against her, forgive her, but move on.
Right.
That's, obviously, you're not who she wants to be with. And that's dangerous. That's dangerous for you. Like I said, there's too many diseases out there.
Mm-hmm.
And here you'll come home with what they call the package. And, it's not necessary. So we have to get to that point where when we look around at ourselves, what, how much more do we have to do? How much more? You know, how much are we going to endure? How much more are we going to do? If this is a serious subject to me because I'm a mother. I'm a woman of God. I'm a single person. So this is very dear to me because I don't want to have somebody doing the wrong thing. But we've just got to start talking truth and telling people the truth. Love yourself. Learn to love yourself. And we're gonna, not only are we gonna continue with subjects of this matter, but we're gonna also cover a broader range of subjects in our magazine that's gonna be coming out in a couple of weeks or so, because it's called Let's Talk Truth, and people have got to understand what we need when we say Let's Talk Truth. You've got to tell the truth. And the truth is the only thing that's going to make you free. So we need to start waking up. Wake up. Next week I'm going to invite two young women in their 20s to come on our show, and hopefully, Mr. Motivator, you'll be able to come back, and because we want to be able to experience the thoughts and the actions of our young women. and our young men. So we're going to have some young men on too, and we're going to be able to talk about what they think is very important in their lives. But right now, we want you to stop abusing your prized possession. Feed it the right thing. Drink the right thing. And I promise you, you will have a better relationship with yourself, with your spouse. Because one other thing I wanted to say briefly, how many married people out there that's listening that you have said to yourself, I know I'm married, but I would love to be have my individuality. I want my own. Well, I think that's kind of oxymoron, because when you're married, you're one. How can you be a separate individual if you're one? Your best friend should be your husband. Your best friend should be your wife. Yeah, I kick it with my girlfriend, but that ain't who I share my everything with. So, Mr. Motivator, I know you have some thoughts, because we're kind of winding down to the end, but I know you have some thoughts you want to share. Come on.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, this was taken from a chapter in my book, Success is an Attitude, and I start with, you are an investor. Even though you may not buy, sell, or trade stocks, the success of your future will be measured on how well you invest in yourself or your time and your resources. The best investment that you could ever make in yourself and your personal well-being is when you first see yourself as a prize, see yourself as something important or someone important. And when you develop a positive mental attitude and a healthy self-image, you will see yourself and your efforts as worthwhile. You will automatically look for ways to deepen or improve your knowledge base.
Mm-hmm.
Lois, I've seen couples that are celebrating 40 years of marriage, 50 years of marriage, 30 years of marriage, 60 years of marriage. And one thing I noticed about those couples, it's more than just the sex. They have a relationship with each other. They enjoy each other. They comfort each other. And there's so much fulfillment. It really amazes me, and I enjoy it. I have an aunt, and she and her husband, Uncle Rail, have been married for 50 years. And they're getting ready, if they're blessed, to see. In a few months, it will be their 51st anniversary of being married.
All right.
So, again, it's what we take the time to invest in and how we see it.
Mm-hmm. And that is so wonderful. If you will invest in yourself first. You have to invest in yourself first before you can have a healthy relationship anyplace else, before you can do anything positive. This goes your healthy relationship with yourself and knowing that you're prized possession and knowing that if your attitude is in the right perspective, you'll have great success. Success is an attitude, and you have got to get the right attitude. And the right attitude means I'm going to do things the right way. I'm doing things the right way, regardless of whatever anyone else thinks. I'm going to do things the right way because I have too much to offer. I was put here, I was brought here to be a light for somebody, to help somebody along the way, and I can't help you if I have damaged my property so bad, you know, and it's so, and I'm crippled and I'm beat up, and the worst place to be beat up is inside. If you're beat up inside, it's hard for people to recognize what's really wrong with you until you start acting out, until you start sharing your possession, the prized possession. Then people will stop and say, what made her do that? Or what made him do that? But it's that hurt that's inside of you. You're looking for something, and you don't realize that what you're looking for is there. You already have it. But something has made you decide that, no, it's just really not the right thing, you know. All right, one more thought from you.
Yes, Lois, I want to pose a question for your audience today. Lois, is there a way, if there's anyone listening to our program right now who has questions concerning relationships and they feel that their spouse has been mistreating them or cheating on them or their relationship is not working, is there a way they can email you and send you their questions so that we could answer some of those questions?
Yes, it is. You can email me at letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. And that's Let's without the apostrophe S, L-E-T-S, talk, T-A-L-K, truth, T-R-U-T-H, 333@yahoo.com. I promise you, if you email me, I will get it immediately. And not only will I get it immediately, we'll answer it immediately, or we'll set up a segment on our next broadcast where we will address any issues that you guys might have. And if I've said something during a broadcast that you thoroughly disagree with, email me that too. We will address that on the next broadcast. We'll have a segment ready where we can address that. Okay? All right. Now, you can also get this book from Mr. Motivator, It's Success is an Attitude, and you can purchase it. He's going to tell us where.
DwightJeffrey.blogspot.com.
Okay, DwightJeffrey.blogspot.com. If you'll go there on your computer, you can purchase that book, and it is an awesome book. It's Success is an Attitude. We just have to keep a positive attitude. That's what we want to do. And also, when we're talking about abusing your prized possession, start nurturing your body. Love it. And the way you start nurturing it first, nurture your mind. Let your mind know that it's all that you can be. It's going to, you know, you're going to be all that you can be. But if you nurture your mind and get a pleasant understanding about who you are, what your purpose is. See, you have to know who you are and what your purpose is so you'll know where you're going. And if you don't know where you're going, you're going to steady go backward all the time. Are you all over someplace else? When people talk about the traffic, they tell you, stay in your lane. We all have a lane to be in. And believe me, it's going to get us to where we're trying to accomplish our goals. And it's going to get us there. But first of all, we need to open up ourselves, start loving ourselves. I love me. Maybe some of the things that I did back in the past when I was young, I really didn't know myself very good and really didn't love myself. And I had people telling me the same thing, but not to this magnitude, not to this degree. And when I was young, it wasn't that open. I mean, things weren't that open for hurt and destruction as it is now. It's just too many things out there now that you can't come back from. And so this is why we talk to people and tell them how they need to make sure that they have a positive attitude and to cherish their prized possession. I believe Proverbs 31. If you start Proverbs 31 and start around the 10th verse, it's going to tell every female what God thinks of them. And God thinks that your prize is far above rubies. You cost more than rubies. How many of you have tried to purchase some rubies over the last couple of weeks? They're expensive. But God said your worth is much greater than that. And until you know your self-worth, you're going to sell out for anything. But know your self-worth. We have to do it. And men, you have to know your self-worth too, because it's some men out there now being taken advantage of, just like our females are, because they're good-hearted. And then once they're taken advantage so much, then they stop being that good person. They stop being who, you know, who they're supposed to be. And then they start treating our females crazy. But they need to know their self-worth, too, and understand that you're in a position to You weren't put here to nurture. You were put here to protect your females and to serve your females. So you provide for them. And when you're not in that element, you don't feel very good about yourself. But just because you're not there right now, still doesn't mean that you are not called in that position. So give us your last thoughts before we close.
I would just like to, this is Mr. Motivator, I would just like to speak to all the ladies that are listening to the show, that have tuned in. Hey, love yourself, like yourself, appreciate yourself. Ladies, you are special. And also I like to say to the men, let's love our ladies. Let's treat them with the respect that you would want someone to treat your sister or treat your mother. We all deserve to be treated like somebody. And if you treat people the way you would like to be treated, the same thing will eventually happen to you.
All right. Now, that should be encouraging. Thank you, Mr. Motivator, because that's one thing that I have always tried to instill in my son. I've tried to instill the fact that you have a sister, you have a mother. I want you to treat a lady just like your sister and your mother. You don't want anybody to take advantage of us, so don't go out there trying to take advantage, because the lady you're trying to do in, that's somebody's daughter, that's somebody's sister. And so we have to understand the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Because until we can learn to do that, we're not going to be very profitable. We're not going to be accessible to all the good things that's going on in our lives or that's been set aside for our lives. A lot of times, Mr. Motivator, we're not experiencing those good things because we haven't arrived at the place where they are. You know, we have to arrive there in our minds. And in our spirit, arrive there. You know, there's a land of milk and honey. But you got to get there. You can't wander in the wilderness. Keep wandering out there. Just blindly in the wilderness. Getting snake bit. All of the things that we're going through. And we look around. And, yeah. So, when are we going to get out of that wilderness and start experiencing the land of milk and honey? When we start loving ourselves and when we start to appreciate who we are and why we had to wander in the wilderness so we can learn some sense, you know, so we can learn how to treat people and how to treat each other. But, you know, I just thank you for being here. Thank everyone for listening. And listen, if there's something y'all want to talk about on the show, let me know. I'll oblige you, and I'll even come and get you and bring you to the studio. So we got to do everything that we're supposed to do to help each other. I'm not wanting to hog everything, and I'm serious. Anybody that's listening, if it's something you want on this Let's Talk Truth show, hit me on that email. Let's Talk Truth 333@yahoo.com. And I promise you, I will set a time for you to come to the studio and we'll broadcast it. And yeah, we'll Twitter it. I try to do a Twitter once a week and, well, anything that you want to do, let me know. I want this to be not just my show, but all of your shows. So if there's something you want to talk about, please send me something in the email. Email it. So we just thank you for it and everything, and thank you for being here.
Oh, you're welcome.
And Brother Mr. Motivator, I just want you to come back. And, you know, you can come back every week if you want to, because we enjoy having you. We just enjoy having you so much. We enjoy having our audience. I want to thank my staff. They do such a good job. I thank my staff. Before I get to the studio, they've already gotten everything set up. So I thank them. I thank them for it. Okay? Until next time, let's talk truth and on the move. So y'all get back with us then. Next Tuesday, same time, same station. Good night.